On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court blocked construction of parts of the Keystone XL pipeline. The Dakota Access Pipeline, subject of extensive protests, was also ordered to shut down Monday and emptied of oil pending an environmental review. And two major utilities canceled the Atlantic Coast Pipeline that would have transported natural gas across the Appalachian Trail into Virginia and North Carolina. But in Oregon, landowners and activists are still fighting the Jordan Cove project. According to From the Sticks blog, the U.S. Department of Energy also on Monday gave the green light for liquefied natural gas exports from the proposed Jordan Cove terminal in Coos Bay. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission approved the Jordan Cove LNG facility and the 235-mile Pacific Connector pipeline in March, but the project still needs several permits from Oregon state agencies to move forward. So this week, a group of Oregon landowners who could lose land because of the pipeline filed a motion asking the D.C. Circuit Court to invalidate FERC's approval. The motion argues that FERC violated the Natural Gas Act by approving the pipeline. The landowners also asked the court to immediately stay or pause proceedings and prevent Pembina, owner of the pipeline project, from seizing their properties until the case is resolved. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.